We come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come totally depending upon Thee. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. To our preachers and our deacons and to all of God's children, the Lord is still a good God. His mercy, the psalmist said, His mercy endures forever. We in our series again, what have happened to the Christian marriage? What have happened to the Christian marriage? Seem like it's in a mess in some homes. Seem like we are fighting for authority, power, and control. This is number four. What has happened to the Christian marriage? Number four. Bless His holy name. Genesis 2, beginning at the 18th verse, if you will. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave name to all the cows, and to the fowls of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God hath taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they was both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. They weren't ashamed because they are one, not ashamed. Bless His holy name. The marriage. What have happened to the Christian marriage? Bless His holy name. I heard Reverend Harris said that when we play football, when they have a plea and the coach was not pleased with the calling, he throw his red flag out. He wants to challenge the play. And when they challenge the play, they run the video to see the real thing. The word of God is the video. The word of God is the real thing. When they watch the video and find out somebody was wrong, this is what the word of God is for, to see who's wrong. Just watch the video. The video shit folks up. And I know when we pulling for our team, if it's our team that messed up and thought, we don't want to hear it. But this is what the Bible is all about. Never argue with the Bible. You ain't going to get nowhere with the Lord arguing with his word. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, always remember, Satan knows that man is no match with him alone. But he tries to get man to disobey God. When he do that, he know he got him. Disobedient to God's word would open the door for Satan to come in. Always remember that. Always remember that. God did not. Everybody said did not. God did not fix it for husband, wife, children to compete with one another in the home. It wasn't intent for him to do nothing like that. God told each one of us and put each one of us in our proper place in the home. And when we are out of our proper place in the home, we miss our blessing. He can't bless when we're out of our proper place where the Lord has placed us. And my brothers and sisters, can the Christian family survive? Can it survive? Is so much of domestic violence going on in the home now? Wives, husbands, children abusing one another in the home. Family fighting among themselves. The devil loves to destroy the Christian home. And guess what? He's doing a good job right now. He's doing a good job. I hate to give him the credit, but he's doing a good job right now. The devil loves to do that. So now, what is the problem? Look at your neighbor and say, what is the problem? My brothers and sisters, the family problem is summed up in just only four words. Disobedient to God's word. Just that simple. Is that simple, Reverend Walker? Just that simple. Disobedient to God's word. Bless his holy name. Ask God for a wife. Ask God for a husband. The Bible said, all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in yourself. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Everybody that look good to you may not be good for you. Look at them, messed up a lot of folks in homes now. And especially in these last and evil days, men are dressing like women and women are dressing like men. You don't know who you. I don't saw some men, God knows from the depths of my heart, I thought they was women's. It was a story told that a man got married. And he went home. And he started undressing. The one that's supposed to be the wife, he didn't know where to go. Part of her was over here, part of her was over there. But he didn't know where to go. In these last days, ask the Lord for a wife. Ask the man, ask God, the Lord, give me a wife, give me a husband. Give me a man, give me a woman. In the last days. And we are in the last days. Listen at your pastor. Listen at your pastor. That's what you got a pastor for. Listen at your pastor. New Bethlehem. Always remember, God true will always stand. Always. It will never change. I don't care what we doing, it will never change for you, me, and nobody else. I don't care how we try to ignore it, it will never change. God cannot lie. Say, God cannot lie. He cannot lie. Regardless of what man may say, regardless of what man may do, his truth will always stand. Bless his holy name. It's going to remain the same regardless of how you fix it. It's still going to remain the same. Paul, look at Numbers for me. 23 and 19. I know you don't hear it, but hear it again. It's come, it fell in line. You got to hear what the word said and believe what the word said.
God is not a man that he should lie.
God Almighty.
Neither the son of man that he should repent.
Yeah.
Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
In other words, he's not a man. He is what? He God. He is God. He is God. Look at Titus 1 and 2 for me. Get this straight now. We're laying the foundation. Get it straight now.
In hope of eternal life,
yeah,
which God that cannot lie promised before the world began.
He cannot lie. I said he cannot lie. Some things God can't do. And one of them, he cannot lie. It's up to us to believe that God cannot lie. First of all, who he gonna lie to? What he gotta lie for? If he got all power in his hand and everything controlled by him, who he gonna lie to? If he lied, can't nobody put him in jail? He God by himself. He cannot lie. Our job is to believe God's word. And my brothers and sisters, regardless, or where we may go in life, the truth always going to be the same. My brothers and sisters, God sent his truth here to change us, and not us changing him. But we're trying to change him.
All right.
But he will not change. God cannot change. God knows us better than we know our own self.
Amen.
Because he is God. The truth is for your and my benefit and not for God's benefit. Always remember that. I got the truth for you. Bless his holy name. You didn't come to kill me, no truth. I am the truth. So always remember, it's for our benefit. Whether we obey truth or not, he's still truth. Listen at this. Listen at this. New Bethlehem. Always remember, when we run from the truth, the consequences of disobedience will grow worse and worse. Because you know better and won't do better. I'm going to say that again. When we run from the truth, the consequences of disobedience will grow worse and worse because we know better. When you know better, you be whipped with many stripes. That's what the Bible said. The consequences of disobedience will be in this life and the life to come. Bless his holy name. The consequence. If he don't get you in this part, he'll get you in the next life. Always remember, Paul, get Luke 12 for me. 47 and 48. Don't take my time. You're going to get this stuff. Don't get this stuff. Let the Bible speak for itself.
And
man,
that servant,
yeah,
which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself,
yeah,
neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes.
How many?
Many stripes.
If you know his will and don't do his will, you'll be whipped with how many stripes?
Many.
Read on.
But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes,
yeah,
shall be beaten with few stripes.
All of mine.
For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
All of mine. He have mercy on all of us. But when we know better, and just being want to be ignorant of it, taking it lightly, will be whipped with many stripes. Because God know we know better. Don't get messed up with the devil. The devil will mess you up. That's how everything got started off, messed up with the devil. And my brother and sister, remember this, that the same devil, everybody say same devil.
Same devil.
The same devil that deceived Eve in the garden is the same deceiving devil. He's still in the deceiving business. He have not changed yet and never will change. The same devil. The same. It wasn't no different devil. It's the same devil right now. Oh, boy. That same devil. He is the father of lies. You tell me, Reverend Walker, he the father? Yeah. He the origin of it. If anybody know how to lie,
all right,
if he the father, if he the beginning, you can't beat him lying.
Right.
He loved to lie. He know how to lie. He know how to fix things and make it look like it's real, but it's a lie. He the father of them. Paul, get John for me. John 8 and 44. Yeah. Here's what the word said. Jesus said he need to know. It's time for teaching. Folks got to know what the Bible said. Because I see this world is getting in a mess now. already a mess. But we've got to believe the Bible, church, and not what folks are doing. I told it fast this morning. You can start doing so much wrong, it seems like it'd be natural to you.
Amen.
Become a part of you. Just natural. God Almighty. Read on.
Ye are of your father the devil.
Oh boy.
And the lust of your father ye will do.
Yeah.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
Oh boy, boy.
And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him.
Lord have mercy.
When he speaketh a lie,
listen,
he speaketh of his own.
His own.
For he is a liar and the father of it.
God Almighty. And my brother and sister, God told Adam and Eve not to eat off the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Eve disobeyed God's word because she was what? Deceived by the devil. She was deceived by the devil. Notice. She done the very thing that her husband told her not to do. Don't buy that tree, O yonder, sister. Okay. But the devil deceived her. That same devil still alive. He don't know where. The only thing different, he just got more folks to deal with. Lord Almighty. In these last days, the consequences was death. And people are still dying. Why? Because God's word is still truth. He cannot lie. They still die.
All right.
What's going on, Reverend Walker? Now, I heard on television news they trying to come up with something that man can live for 1,000 years.
Right.
They still trying to make God be alive. They can't mess with God. It has been appointed unto man once to die, after this the judgment. But we want to make it alive. They come out with all kinds of stem cells. They say, can I come up with something new? I don't care what you come up with. When your time up, you getting out of here.
Right.
Folks haven't stopped dying. And ain't nobody going to come up with nothing to stop it. Because God's word is truth. Look at your neighbor and say, God's word is truth. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, that same God, Lord have mercy, who told Adam and Eve what to do and what not to do, oh boy, 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 he's talking to us right now, today. That same God, not another God, that same God talked to Adam and Eve, talking to us right now. Right now. The only thing different, God put it on some paper. Call it a book. The Bible, the Holy Bible, is God's word.
Right.
He talked to us now through his word.
Right,
not so much a dream and vision. You better forget about your dream. Your vision, you better go to God's holy word.
Right.
Oh, boy. The devil can give you a vision. The devil can give you a dream. Bless his holy name. If your dream and your vision go against the word of God, that's the devil talking to you. I'm going to say that again. If your dream, it seems so real. If your vision seems so real. If it go against this, it's the devil gave it to you. I believe from the depths of my heart. If I believe in vision, that vision, I would have been preaching years ago. 14 years before God called me. It seemed so real. But I didn't hear nothing about it, said nothing. I didn't see what I want to see. But let me tell you something I went there for. I can hear everything going on in my house. I was on evening shift. I sleep a little late. I can hear my wife getting the children ready for school. I was kind of like in a trance. Here come a white robe like a robe I got on right now. I didn't see no face. I didn't see no hands. But a book by this side. His whole body moved. He did it three times. He went up with the whole book just like that. Up and down three times with that Bible. Or with this book. I ain't see Holy Bible on it. He didn't say nothing. And I didn't do nothing. God knows I'm not lying. Today, I believe it was the devil trying to get me started before I got started.
All right.
You ought to hear somebody say, go and preach the gospel.
All right.
I mean, you got to hear that yourself.
Amen, Pastor.
And God ain't going to let you be ignorant if you've been called by him.
All right, Pastor. You're right, Pastor.
He didn't say nothing. I ain't see Holy Bible. I just saw a book. And I ain't do nothing. Here I am praying now. Took a year. God worked on me a whole year to preach. I'm just not feeling it. Everybody know it but me. Told my folks at the job, Brother Tim Hayes and Brother Patona. I said, look like I'm got to preach. It's been 14 years since then. Well, he said, well, you got to preach. Go and preach. I told Tana, I said, Tana, pray with me. Tell God, let me see that vision I saw 14 years ago, and I'll go. I'm right now praying, just the honest I can be. Lord, you know I'm not running from you. Lord, Lord, just the honest. God ain't showed me nothing yet.
All right. All right.
And about 8 months later, I come to the same two men. I said, y'all look like I've just got to preach. Tyler looked up at me and said these words. He said, Walker, let me tell you something. If God wants you to preach, he ain't going to leave you a fool.
All right. All right.
I took that in. Well, I said, boy, you're right. I'm not running from God. If he wants me to preach, let him tell me to go preach.
Mama.
He released me. I'm trying to be sanctimonious. I'm trying to be released. I got released when he told me that. He never showed me nothing about that vision. But on that Tuesday, 3 months later, I never forget on my patio out there reading the Bible. I was reading about how God got the devil and bind him for 1,000 years in a bottomless pit. And that Tuesday, that was on Monday, but that Tuesday I was on my way to work. While I was on my way to work, I started crying. 59 went out that end. I was going up 9th Avenue. When I got in midfield by the police station, I started crying. What in the world I'm crying about? Nothing bothered me, nothing hurt me. What I'm crying? I mean, just like a ton of fuss on. I mean, if I'm a death, water just coming out my eyes. What wrong with me? I don't know what wrong with me. I ain't heard nothing. I'm just crying and don't know what I'm crying about. Got on my job, you know, you're ashamed to go in because I can't stop crying. God, no, I got to punch in, but when I put my, he dropped my eyes up, I went in. I let him run my mouth a little bit, but I'm quiet today. Something wrong with me. I don't know what's happening to me.
Yeah.
I got on my machine and started working, and I want to holler so bad. I want to holler so bad.
Well,
I got shame. I went in the bathroom. I had to holler.
Yeah.
God knows I'm not lying. I had to holler. If I would, I won't go boss on. I came out and got back on the machine. I might well have went on stage there the first time.
Yeah.
I told the boss man I've got to go. If I get happy, I get happy thinking about it, you know. He thought I had the toothache. He's just a little young fella. Just had got to be supervisor. And all we were saved. He wasn't saved, you know. I told him about it. And he said, I had a toothache. He said, go get Ronnie. Go get his buddy. See what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
Bless his holy. I said, ain't nothing wrong with me.
Yes,
I'm about to tell the world about Jesus.
Yes,
that means I can't help myself. You see, and not only that, and
Roger came right there. I getting ready to go to the dressing room. And when I was on my way there, Roger said, "What's wrong, Walker?" What? I said, "Ain't nothing wrong, Roger. I've just got to go tell the world." Yeah. And when I said, "Jesus," the Holy Ghost knocked me to the floor. Bam! Yeah. Knocked me flat on the floor. I jumped back up and went on in the dressing room. He asked me again. I said, "Ain't nothing wrong with me. I've just got to go tell the world about it when I get to Jesus." Bam! Yeah. You got to know God called you. Yeah. And not only my brother and sister, yeah. I went down the road and the puffy was in the summertime. Yeah. Y'all know when clouds are puffy. Yeah. I mean puffy. Like everything shaped like Jesus. Like everything shaped like Jesus. Everything shaped like Jesus. I went down to Hunter House, the first house I stopped there. He was on vacation. I told his wife, I said, "Tell your husband," he went there, "tell him he ain't got to pray with me no more." Well, he ain't got to pray no more. Well, I got my answer.
Yes, sir.
I went on down to my pastor's house. I knocked on the door. He said, "Come on in, Walker." He sat down and got in the living room. He said, "What wrong?" I said, "I'm got to go tell the world about." And when I said, "Jesus," he knocked me flat again. Well. When I left there, I went on down in Bustow, driving my truck. Going 5 miles per hour, preaching. Had to wonder down. Folks said, "What wrong with Walker? What wrong?" Ain't nothing wrong. I've just got to tell the world about Jesus. You got to know the Lord done call you. Don't worry about no dream. The devil give you a dream. The devil give you a vision. You ought to hear something. Lord, go preach my word. Don't let folks start you to preaching. You look like a preacher shaking. That ain't nothing. That ain't hitting no nothing. God said, "I send you." Don't be ignorant. Who sent you? So don't worry about no dream. Dream will mess you up. You better read the word. Lord have mercy. If your dream and your vision don't tie up with this, it was the devil gave you that dream. He can't go against his word. His word is truth. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the consequences, the results, the effect of obedient and disobedient is still the same. God haven't changed it. I say it's still the same. I'm going to say it again. The consequences of obedient and disobedient is still the same. Oh, he can't change. Paul, look at Hebrews 13 and 8. I know you're ready, but read again. When you keep on reading, get out in your spirit.
Amen. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The same yesterday and today and forever.
God of mine. He hadn't changed. He the same in yesterday. Ain't no beginning in yesterday. Today and forever. And my brother and sister, our problem today is the same as Adam and Eve was, being deceived by that same devil in the garden. The devil is still saying that God's word is not true. What have happened to the Christian marriage? What have happened to the Christian family? Because we are living under grace time, under grace dispensation, we just go on and on being disobedient to God's word. Just because we're under what? Grace. Just because we're under grace. God give us another chance. If God was killing us like he was back in the Old Testament, we'll stop doing it. Folks, we're under grace, and God don't knock us down right there. We keep on going. After a while, it gets natural to doing wrong. Oh. That's what we're under grace. And one of the most sad things a Christian can say about God's word, when they said things like this, it's not what Paul said. No, it's not what Jesus said. No, it's not what Paul said. We don't believe what Paul said, but we believe what Jesus said. They'll come and say things like this. Paul said that, not Jesus said that. That's the saddest thing a Christian can say in the Bible. If you don't believe what Paul said, you might as well tear up what Jesus done said. Stop being deceived. All scripture was given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. If you're going to condemn Paul, you might as well go and condemn Jesus. You believe the Bible or none at all. Stop being deceived in these last and evil days. So people right now, coffee on the grace, God giving us another chance. And we just taking advantage of it. Not advantage of it, because we are abusing it right now. We just keep on doing it because God don't stack us down right now. Oh. Y'all bear with your pastor. He's trying to help you. You better bear with him. You better hear the word of God. God Almighty. Notice now, my brothers and sisters, notice. The woman was the last of God's creative work. The last. Adam had a place for Eve to live. No. See, God created Adam. He got everything ready for Eve. All right. And some of y'all sisters gonna marry somebody, he ain't got nowhere for you to stay yet. All right. God set the pattern for us. The joker ain't got no house to stay in itself. God got everything ready for Eve. He got it ready. Adam had a house. Adam had a place to stay. Why y'all girls? Why y'all marry a man? He ain't got nowhere to sleep himself. If he don't have nowhere to sleep, he ain't finna get married yet. Got his house on his back or on his side. And bitches hanging behind his behind. And you talking about marry? What you going to marry? What is this? His mama be glad when he leave and go somewhere. Adam had a place for his wife. If you don't have a place for the wife, don't get married. Oh, boy. Don't y'all hit me side here. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. But disturb me. Oh, boy. What disturb me, you sisters. You know he ain't got nothing. You know he ain't got nothing. He don't even have a job. Adam had a job. Don't have a job and finna get married. Here you are. He spots you because you had that big house over yonder. You the words short, has got to be careful. He's looking for a place to stay. And he don't trap you, don't deceive you. You kiss him one or two times, you fell in love. That's what happened, you fell in it. What wrong with y'all? He ain't got nothing. And want to be the head of the house. We get married. See, you in love. What kind of love you in? Lust love? You got your Mercedes Benz? You got whatever you got, because he ain't got nothing. And about a Toyota, he ain't got nothing. And he dropped you off at work. He got your car down. I need your car. I'm not going to look for a job. He ain't going to look for nothing. Adam had a house. Adam had a place for his wife to stay. Oh, boy. I'll get to this later, but it's just on me right now. It's just. Watch this. Watch this, young lady. Y'all, but listen to me. I'm the pastor. If I'm not your pastor, I'm telling you the truth.
All right.
You got to watch these yokels. Uh-huh. He'll try to talk with you. You don't pay him no attention. Somebody else started talking to him. Now, you got to make a stand. Find out who he is.
All right.
What he got. See, is he a Christian? They say they go to church. They don't even know their own pastor.
All right.
They don't know nothing. Don't know their own pastor. Now, if he gonna go out with you, he gonna try all he can to have sex with you. Don't forget, he ain't got nothing. Now you pregnant? Carrying a no good man baby around. If you stand still for Jesus, I said, if you stand still for Jesus, if he get a hit on you, you stand still. Here, well, I will find me some. Let him go find somebody else. Let him go find somebody else. Don't fall in his trap. He's going over here. Somebody he's been going with 5-10 years. He can get off when he feel like it. Don't let him use you like that. When he gets saved, he can hit on you. But maybe Jane and all the rest of Lisa and all the other sisters, and he can hit on, but he don't want them for no man, for no wife. See, when he gets saved, he going to get the one he couldn't mess with. kind of the worst man wants the best wife in the world. When you stand up for Jesus, nah, he'll come back. I want a wife. Nah, I want a wife. He's going to have a job when he come back. He ain't going to pick up all the women, oh, y'all know. They call them tramps and things like that. Y'all call them like that now. I'm going to call them like that now. He ain't going over there. He just use them when he feel like it. Don't let him use you like that, young ladies. Boy, I wasn't going to stay on that thing that long, but something keep on coming at me again. I see him right here, got little baby. You know, they're just a proud, got a little 5-year-old, 2-year-old, you know, walking with him, and got a little boy cap turned backwards. His britches hitting him way down there. I said, I feel sorry for you, little fella. He's just as proud as he can be. Ain't got nothing. Adam had his wife a house. Bless his holy name. He had a house. But the woman was created out of the flesh of man. Told you all that a few Sundays ago. Out of the flesh of the man. What make her the weaker vessel? I said, would make her the weaker vessel. Oh, man is from the original dirt. Original dust. The natural dust. The natural dirt. But she wasn't from the dirt. She was from flesh. Flesh. Dirt, I told you last Sunday, get back to where I'm stopped off. Dirt is tougher than flesh. That make you not stronger than man. You don't make muscles. You don't play football. You ain't gonna last. You're made different from the inside. You ain't gonna last. Man is the strongest. Why we compete? Be a pretty woman, not a muscle woman. They boxing? They won't be he women's? Be a woman! Be a woman! Flesh. Tough. Paul, get your Bible. Look at 1 Peter 3 and 7. I'm coming back to 1 Peter later on before I get through with the series. But look at that right now from Paul. 1 Peter 3 and 7. She the weaker vessel.
Likewise,
Lord Almighty,
you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge.
Lord Almighty,
giving honor unto the wife.
Give honor unto.
As unto the weaker vessel.
Lord Almighty,
and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
God Almighty. Be careful with her. The Bible says she the weaker. And if you don't treat her right, he said, I won't answer your prayer. You can't treat her in any kind of way and get on your knees with them prayers. God said, shut your mouth. You didn't treat your wife right. But she the weaker vessel. want to compete with man. She want to go on the battlefield and fight. Don't y'all flatten my ties, Jesus. She the weaker vessel. You came out of me. Can I say me? See, my wife, Edna came out of me.
Hey, well. Go ahead, bro.
And when I got her, he put her back in me. That would make us.
All right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
One. Not two, but one. Why compete?
All right.
Stay in your place, man. Stay in your place, woman. The one that get out of that place, God can't bless them. Maybe go smooth for a while, it's gonna go down. The one out the place gonna go down. It can't go up. God can't bless it. I don't care how you try. God, he wants you to stick with his word. Oh my. Oh. You got to watch the scripture. The scripture will tell us how to go. Which way to go? How to treat one another? That means a lot of men's prayers can't be answered. Because they're not treating their wife right. She's a weaker vessel. I'm just about through now. I'm going to say this. She loves to talk. She details. She wants to know everything. Sometimes I'll be counseling marriage in there. I'll be, for the first time, they just finna get married. I said, let me tell y'all now. I said, I want a little talk. I said, right then, now, right. I said, now, in this office, y'all in my office. Said, yeah, Reverend. I said, if I give y'all a tablet and tell y'all to write everything you see in here. I said, a man can have it on one sheet. That woman need a whole tablet. She ain't going to miss nothing. She ain't going to miss nothing. And I point out a few things. I see a little dot over yonder. I'd be in my office. I said, she's going to put that down there. She wants to know everything. That's the difference. Oh, have mercy. I've got to stop now. I'm going to take my time. I want y'all to listen at the scripture. I want you to listen at the scripture. See, what the Bible said, way back yonder in the beginning. They ain't going to cut no corner for nobody. What wrong now? Folks got to know the truth. Oh, boy. We'll stop right there. Got to go. We got to do a little more things right here now. Bless your heart. We want to open the doors of the church. We're always on the doors of the church. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Now, sister with the white on, he got to go get the Lord's Supper together. And everyone reading it, getting up. Sister with the white on. See somebody with dog on, stop them.
Catalog number 1201.
The Lord said, often as we do it, remember me. Before we do that, somebody may want to give their life to Christ. Look what the Bible says. You better walk out. Listen at the Bible. The Bible. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. It's so simple we won't believe it. I said so simple we won't believe it. Because it's so simple. I worked with a fellow years ago. Know what he said? If I had to pay for it, I'd get it. Ain't that something to say? It's not for sale. It's a handout gift. Grace is given. Grace is an unmerited favor, a gift. God loves us so. He put up with us, but he died for your sin. It's just that simple how to be saved. Just believe it in your heart. I believe what the Bible said. Confess it with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible said thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. It's a good time to get saved now. The first day in the year, I got saved. I gave my life to Jesus the first day in the year of 012. Don't start in this year lost. You got a chance to give your life to Christ. Do it while you have a chance. Because it's going to be over after a while. Who knows what tomorrow holds? Who knows if God tarry it that we'll be here this time next year? Nobody knows nothing. He told us to be ready. And that's how you be ready when you give your life to Christ. Don't be ashamed. Will there be one? Don't be ashamed. Anybody won't come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. Will there be one? May God bless you. May God keep you. Hallelujah. Please, the secretary.
Pastor Walker, we have one on
given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Christ.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. In other words,